Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
is worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Welcome. We are so glad to have you here in service tonight.
Yes, midweek service. We thank God for midweek service to get us through, get us over beyond the hump. Amen.
I'd be so glad, you know, when this time come around, you know, so we can share together, we can fellowship with one another, you know, we can speak the word of God and hear the word of God and, you know, just
become doers of the word of God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I always tell people, don't give me something I can't use.
That's right.
When
that's
I was right. young, I was like, don't give me flowers. I can't eat them. Give me something I can use. Don't give me a gun because I'm going to want to use it. Give me something I can use.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you get the word of God and receive it, use the word of God. Live, walk in it. Amen. Welcome you all. We're so excited.
That dang a preach right there, Pastor. What you just said.
I know, right?
You know, write that down. We might have a lesson of study on that.
Give me something I can use. Amen.
Give me something I can use.
Amen. Welcome, everybody. If it's your first time here in midweek service with us, you're a guest here with us here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I am Pastor Tawanika Chantel Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we just want to welcome.
Welcome.
You.
Here.
All in unison.
Right.
We just thank God for everyone that's here. Sister Connie, God bless
Sister
you.
Sister Connie, welcome.
Welcome to church. Kind of church you brought today. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we can come and we can break some chains and strongholds and time to destroy those things. So never again will they arise again in our life because we not only have broken those things, but we have destroyed them. Amen. Welcome, Minister Relford and everyone on the call today here
Minister
in Minnesota.
Minister Relford always have a word in her mouth. I'm telling you, it's always so great, you know, just to hear
so
that
so
word.
Great.
So great to hear that word.
Yes.
Touch my heart every time.
Amen. Once again, welcome today. You are on midweek service, a little bit different from Sunday service, just a little bit. Me and my husband, we actually kind of like the fact team and message. Today, the message is don't give up now. And so, Minister Weber will be giving our scripture for today, but we're going to go ahead and pray again. We thank God for you. Let us pray.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for one more time.
Thank you
for your love, your mercy, and your grace. New mercy and new grace, Father God. Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. And the fact that you did, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Every praise belong to you, Lord God. Everything that we have belongs to you. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you counted us worthy, Father God. Oh, Lord, to receive even right now here in midweek service, Lord God. So we thank you for the word that will go forth, Father God. We thank you for all that is on today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you touch every heart and mind, Lord, that you will open up the channels of our spirit right now to receive from you all, Lord God, that you will have for us to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds. helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you would keep us in perfect peace. Oh, Lord, we're so glad that we can come into the house, oh God, your house, Father God, to receive in the name of Jesus Christ, for it's you that is in us, Father God, that operates in us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. My mouth will ever praise you, oh God. Oh, Lord, I will bless your name at all times, oh God. But your praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I just want to say thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for saving us, oh God. Thank you for bringing us through, Father God, when it seemed to be no way, Lord, that you made a way out of no way. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Amen. Father, now as we come to you, Lord God, oh, Lord, as humble as we know how, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and your destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, and whether in the spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, and each person, oh God, that we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, even as we come touching and agreeing right now, let healing take place on this call, oh God. Oh, let deliverance take place, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless all, oh God. Hallelujah. With a mighty great heavenly blessing on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we give it all over to you, Lord. We come casting all our cares and our burdens down right now. Oh, Lord, we leave them at your feet, oh God, and we pick up peace, we pick up joy, we pick up happiness right now, and we walk in the name of Jesus Christ. By faith we receive, by faith we operate, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, hallelujah. My God, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let your word continue to be in our mouth, Father God. Oh, Lord, that we will speak your word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your word flow through our veins, oh God, like the very blood that we need to have to continue here in life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your word give us life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promise of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we both and all say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for one more time, you all. God didn't have to do it, but he did. We need to always make sure that we're making time, hallelujah, taking time for the one who makes the time for us. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to have scripture from our very own Minister Kimberly Redford.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. Mm-hmm. Giving honor to God, to these mighty pastors that God has given move over this church, and God to everyone that's assembled today and is listening in. I'm going to read from the 91 number of Psalms, and this is for anybody that's having fear over the plagues, over the diseases, anything that's going on that's not of God. I want you to remember this psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give thee angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder and young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him. Show him my salvation. That is the entire 91 number of Psalm 1 through 16. And I ask that God had a blessing to the reader, hearer, and most of all, the doer of his holy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you for the scripture. Again, that's Psalm 91, you all. Psalm 91 is in its entirety. At this time, we'll have a song selection here, and then we'll be right back with the message. Don't give up now. Hold on. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Let the word move on you. Let the word move on you and get in you. Amen.
And there will be battles that I will have.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory
yeah.
to God. We thank God. Let us pray. At this time, we're having a message. Will be delivered from myself, Pastor Tawanika Manning, and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Lord, we just want to
Amen.
Say thank you, Lord God, for choosing us, for calling us, oh God, as you
thank
and our gained us and not ourselves, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that is on our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you made us the vessel that you flow through unhindered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we come to you now, Lord Jesus Christ, to take. We ask that you take your rightful place, hallelujah, on the throne of our life right now. We give to you for eternity, and we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are, Lord God, to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our life fully and completely, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch every heart and mind right now to receive the word that will go forth, Lord God, that will help them in their daily walk in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. We decree and declare right now you to be the throne of our life in and over all areas of our life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith in all, through all, and above all of our lives. Hallelujah. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done right now.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To
thank
God
you.
Be the glory. And we all say amen,
yeah.
amen, amen,
amen,
amen. You all, we're talking, the message is don't give up now. Like the song said, you come too far from where you started from. Hallelujah. Don't give up now. I know times is hard and it's rough. Hallelujah. And you want to get up. You want to give up. You feel like I just can't go on. And you can see the finish line right before you. But you just feel like I can't continue like this. I can't continue to bear this slow. It's too much for me. Don't go in the towel. Don't give up. Don't give in. Ask God to beat your strength. So today's message again is don't give up now. And I want you all to think about
yeah.
this. We're going to the book of Matthew. By chapter 26, and I'll kind of be kind of in and through Matthew right now. In Matthew 26, when we look in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, it talks about Jesus. Hallelujah. If you look in Matthew around the 36th verse through, you will see where Jesus went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus went to pray. Jesus was in agony in the garden called Gethsemane. He went to pray to God, the Father. The Bible declares that Jesus began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. The Bible shows us that where Jesus went three times and prayed the same prayer to God, the Father asking, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it,
yeah.
let your will be done. So Jesus at that point, if you know the Bible, what the Bible said, with the walk that Jesus had, all that Jesus had done, and what was before him, he knew what he came to do. He knew what his purpose was. But that got a time when he felt like he wanted to give up. You know, the Bible says he was sweating tears. He was sweating, but the sweat looked like blood drops. Do you understand that Jesus went through? He was enduring everything that the body that you're in today, that you're going through. There came a time when Jesus knew. He knew what he came to do, but there was a time when Jesus felt like giving up. Then he went to his Father. The Bible tells us that he went to his Father three times. He went to God three times with the same request, asking, but let thy will be done. But I'm here to tell you today, don't give up and don't give in. God has a plan for you, has a purpose. And otherwise, we know that, but we don't want to go down the road. We don't want to endure something. The Bible tells us there will be trials and tribulations. But know that God be for you, who can be against you? You just got to keep pressing on and pressing in. But if you look on in the Bible, in the same chapter, in verse 52, we see here in the Bible where they came to arrest him. The Bible said, but Jesus said to him, put your sword in this place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think I cannot pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scripture be fulfilled that it must happen there? So I want you to understand, if Jesus would have gave up, hallelujah, if he would have stopped right then and there, that was something for him to do. But I want you to understand, he even got tired. He
yeah.
even got to the point where the Bible says he was distressed. He was in sorrow. I want you to understand, though you're in that place of sorrow, though you're in that place of stressed out, you're feeling oppressed and depressed. You feel like you can't go on. You've done all that you can. And you're at that point and say, God, I can't do no more. I want you to know that God has a plan. All you gotta do is ask God to be your strength so you can keep pressing in and press on. There's a higher call for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us right here, when Jesus said, hallelujah, go ahead and take me. The scripture has had to be fulfilled. Put the sword away. Though I wanted to give up just a minute ago, now that you're here, go ahead and take me. Let's get this done, because I'm not going to give up, because now I'm operating the strength of my Father. I want you to know, don't give up now. Don't give up now. Jesus had come too far to give up, to save us. He had come too far knowing that his Father, our Heavenly Father, was with him. God had brought him too far. He already knew the plan that was before him. But it gets up, and I want to say this to whoever it is today, that you're at a point of just giving up and saying, I can't do it no more. I prayed, I've tried, I'm sick, and I'm tired. God, this is it. I'm not about to do this no more. I'm not going to deal with these people no more. But God said, I've got a plan and a purpose for you, and it's connected to you, and it's connected to the next person. Because if you give up right now, it's going to destroy others that's waiting for you to come on in. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. And before I pass it over to Pastor Manny, we look at the book of Galatians, you all. The book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, 9 and 10. Actually, I'm going to read from today. 9 and 10, the Bible tells us, and let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith. So it is discouraging to continue to do right and receive no word of thanks or sin, no tangible results. But Paul challenged the Galatians, and he challenged us to keep on doing good and to trust God for the results. In due time, we will reap a harvest of blessings. But if you give up, you will miss the blessing that God has for you. So don't give up now. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I'm going to be honest. I got to be honest about it. You know,
Jesus,
my people, and when I'm talking about my people, I'm talking about a male and female, whatever race you are, whatever color you are, you know, all that people were showing up, put you in that place of wanting to give up every single day.
Jesus.
You know, that's one thing I had to realize, you know, by growing up, when I'm to my growing, I'm to my growing in Christ. You know, you start this walk because you realize, you know, that you were going the wrong way and you started following Christ. And here it is, you know, you got yourself in position to hear the word and to receive. And the word began to change you. But it seems like,
my God,
the more of the decision that you choose to come out the world and separate yourself, you know, from people, you know, that are living like maybe you used to live. You know, here it is. Like you face so much. You face
my
so
Lord.
Much, and people just want to, you just want to give up. You want to give up. They talk about you. They always, you know, got you underneath a microscope, and sometimes they don't even know nothing about you, but they got you underneath a microscope. And I'm trying to tell you, they're just hanging in a place where you just want to give up. I'm just going to give up. I'm going to give up.
Jesus.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. It's a reason why, you know, that you go through these things. You know, the Bible says it causes trials and tribulations. It's the reason why you go through trials and tribulations. Even Jesus said that you will face persecution for my name's sake. You will face persecution.
Jesus,
and how much persecution would you face? Oh, my goodness. I know me. I face a lot of persecution all the time.
Jesus.
I want to show you something over here in 1 Peter. I want to show you something over here in 1 Peter. Now, we do realize that Peter, he was a follower. He was a believer. He was probably one of the disciples that he would do anything for Jesus. You know, for real, he would follow him anywhere he go. Peter trusted God so much that, you know, Peter was the one that stepped out there and walked on water with God. He stepped out there and walked on water, doing something, you know, so supernaturally. You know, so this is Peter that we want to talk about. As this chapter right here starts out, it says he's talking about persecution. This persecution can cause either you to grow or cause you to be bitter, you know, in this Christian life. And that is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. You know, being persecuted just because you made a decision, you know, to be in Christ. You made a decision, you know, to not live like you used to be, or maybe I'm not gonna, you know, go where I used to go or hang out in a place, you know, like you get more, you know, you get more judgment is on you, and people like they try to cause you to fall. And it will do that. Persecution will have you in that place. Persecution will have you in that place to where, you know, either you're going to be bitter or either you're going to grow. And I think this is the test. This is the test for every single one, if you're in Christ or if you're not in Christ. Because everybody got something to say. Even your own brother or sister will have something to say about you, you know, when you make a decision, you know, to live in Christ. Your own husband will have something to say about you when you're living in Christ. Even some of your mentors that already are in Christ will have something to say about you. I'm talking about persecution and reproach will come from every single where. This is a test for you, church. See, I'm talking to every single one that has seen something like this. This is a test for you. And the reason why this is a test for you, because this is where you mature. This is where your maturity comes in at. You know, don't give up. Don't give up. This is where your maturity comes in at, you know, in Christ. You know, it's one thing, you know, to say I trust you, God, and I'm going to be with you. I'm going to follow you, you know, through every single thing while it's going good. But here it is, you know, when your closest friends or your family members, when they get on your back or when they get in your heart or get in your mind and do things, oh, my goodness. And get to saying all manner of things, you know, that's really hurtful. Oh, yeah, that'll make you want to give up. You done threw away the book of cussing, and then you done went back out in the backyard and dug up that book of cussing, because I'm going to give you some words because you should have did that. Now, it ain't just me. It ain't just me. I'm trying to tell you persecution. I'm just saying persecution. They're right there when people saying things to you, people, it'll put you in that place where you want to give up. But don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. The Christ that's in you. You need to know that people will. They have a spirit that's in them, you know, and maybe they don't even know it that is in them, and it attacks the spirit that's in you, and it'll want to cause you to fall. It'll want to cause you to come out of grace. It want to cause you to go back to being who you used to be, saying the things that you used to say. Let me get over here on Facebook and give you a piece of my mind because you shouldn't have been saying. Oh, let me show you this right here in Scripture. Let me show you this right here in Scripture. Go over here to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, and we'll start right here at verse 6. It says, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." So you're going to face some things, right? You're going to face some things. You know, Scripture is telling you this. And 7 says, "Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you."
Yes, Lord.
8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour." 9 says, "Resist him." "Resist him." It says, "Steadfast in faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in this world." And 10 says, "But may the God of grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you had suffered a while," "make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." See, I told y'all, you will face persecution. People will say all manner of things, you know, to you and say all manner of things about you and behind your back to cause you to want to give up on them, and cause you to want to give up, you know, on what Christ is already to cause you to not use the word and use some other words. But see, don't give up. It's only a test for you. And see, the test is to see if you are going to go back to how you used to be, or are you going to follow Christ? You know, just like Peter, are you going to follow Christ, You know, no matter what, no where he's going, see, Christ went all the way to the cross, and Peter followed him all the way there to his cross.
Yes,
that's the same as you. This ain't no easy walk. This ain't no easy walk. And even your own brothers and your own sisters, I'm talking about the ones that are in Christ, even they will persecute. Hallelujah. Even they will. But don't give up. Don't give in. The Bible tells you right here to cast all your cares. He said, cast all your cares on me because I am the one that cares for you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Don't give up. Don't give up now. You've come too far from where you started from. That says a lot in itself. You've come too far from where you started from. If you could just think about where you started from and where you are right now, and just think about why would you give up? You're almost there. See, if you're operating by faith, hallelujah, you know we walk by faith and not by sight. That means you can't see the finish line, but it's right there. If you just don't give up and don't give in, don't throw in the towel, knowing that it's right there before. You see, God, like he said, God will test you alone the way, hallelujah, for what's before you, because God is a mighty blessing at the finish line of this. And I want to go back to I get excited. My God.
Yes.
You know, I tell people all the time, I can't give up. I get to the point where I can't give up. A lot of people get to the point where they want to give up, but I get to the point where I can't give up because I serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. I just want to go back to the scripture Pastor just gave in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that. I want to eat off of a little bit here. The Bible says, make the God of all grace who called us, hallelujah, to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus after you have suffered a while. Perfect, established, strengthened, and settle you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're going to go through some things, but God is going to, what he's doing, he's preparing you. He's strengthening you in your walk. Hallelujah. Don't give up because God, the Bible says, he will settle you. See, when we are suffering, we often feel as though our pain will never end. But Peter gave these faithful Christians the wider perspective in comparison with eternity. Their suffering would last only a while. See, some of our Peter's readers would be strengthened in it, hallelujah, and delivered in their own lifetime. Others would be released, hallelujah, from their suffering through death. All of God's faithful followers are assured of an eternal life with Christ, where there will be no suffering. The when you suffer, hallelujah, that's going to be a time that God is going to establish you.
Ooh.
So don't give up and don't give up now. You come too far, sister.
Right.
You come too far, brother. When I think about the story of Jacob, you all may know the story of Jacob.
Right.
Jacob was serving the father of Rachel. Jacob worked for Laban, and Laban had promised him Rachel. He said, well, I worked for me for 7 years, and I'll give you my daughter. So after the 7 years, hallelujah, he deceived Jacob. He sent in his other daughter, hallelujah, to Leah to sleep up with Jacob to become his wife. And he was asked him, why did you deceive me? I worked for you for 7 years for your daughter, but you have deceived me this day. So then Jacob was willing to go in. He didn't give up. He didn't stop. He worked another 7 years to be blessed with what that he has been working for. He didn't give up because trials came and tribulation. He was deceived. You can imagine doing something for 7 years expecting to receive what was promised to you. You can imagine getting the contract that after you've done all this work. I mean, 7 years is a long time. That he was 7 more years. I'm saying, I'm giving you this word because I want you to understand you're going to go through something. They're going to deceive you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to beat you up. Your body going to break down on you. Hallelujah. But God is your strength. Don't give up now. When you get to that point where you feel like giving up, say, God, I can't do it by myself. Lord, I need you every day, every hour, every moment. Hallelujah. Lord, be my strength. I don't want to give up, but I feel myself counting right now. Hallelujah. Call upon God. The Bible says that he will be your strength. Hallelujah. When we look at the book of Hallelujah, 2 Timothy 4:7, I'm excited. Because I know it's someone that's on the line today that's not about giving up before this call. It said, I'm sick and I'm tired and I'm sick. But don't give up now. I want you to look back to see where you started from, to see where you are right now, how you used to be. You may not be all that you want to be right now, but if you look back where you used to be, you're not who you used to be. You're not where you used to be.
Yeah.
So don't give up now. You've come too far from where God has brought you from. Hallelujah. When we look at the book of 2 Timothy, y'all, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 here, the Bible says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. When we look at this scripture, you all, and we understand, hallelujah, I'm just going to break it down a little bit for you all. See, in the Roman athletic games, a laurel wreath was given to the winners, a symbol of triumph and honor. It was the most coveted prize in the ancient Roman times. It is probably what Paul was referring to when he spoke of a crown, but his would be a crown of righteousness. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Paul would not receive an earthly reward. He would be rewarded in heaven. Whatever we may face, discouragement, persecution, or death, we know our reward is with Christ in heaven. So don't give up. Like my husband said, don't fold. Hallelujah. Don't give in. Don't give out. Don't give up now because you've come too far. You've come too far. You've come too far. Come on. You ever drove the car and you was like, I'm going to turn around right now? We're going to keep going because the person in the car, they got upset because it's taking too long. And you said, we didn't come too far. We're going to go. We're going. I don't care what you say. We didn't came too far. We going on in there. I don't care what you're talking about. We almost there. It look like we're going to be late. Well, we're going to be late, but we're going. We almost there. I'm not about to turn around because we late. I'm going to go. We almost there. So why would I give up now? Don't turn around. There's going to be trials. There's going to be tribulations. There's going to be so many things that's going to come up against you. But don't give up now. You're so far. Your healing is right there. Your deliverance is right there. Your blessing is right there. If you're waiting for a husband or have a child, it's right there. Don't give up and say, you know what? Everybody else doing this and that. I might as well do it. Ain't nothing happening for me. God ain't moving. God ain't hearing my prayers. I'm just going to give up. What's the use of me going to church? What's the use of me praying and serving God? And look at my life. Don't give up now. It's just a test. It's greater for you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Don't give up now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. How many are willing to forgive that person that they know, that this person have done you wrong and they shouldn't have done you wrong. You trusted in them.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. They stabbed you in the back for no reason. You've been such a loyal friend to them. You've been such a loyal a brother, a sister, a husband, a wife. You know, you've been such a loyal friend to them, but they stabbed you in the back. How many are willing to forgive? How many are willing to forgive? This is a place where most of us give up on one another. This is a place because of hurt, unnecessary. People can cause you. Can cause bitterness. People can cause broken, unnecessary things in your life. You live this type of hurt. Are you willing to forgive them and live a free life? This is what it means. This is what it means, to be in Christ. Exchanging, the exchange, exchange your life for the life of Christ. Now, how you live, exchanging your thoughts and your feelings and everything, that someone has done, everything that someone has taught you, exchange. Are you willing to forgive? This is probably one of the most hardest things that a person can do in their life. And some things you just can't forgive because you ain't in Christ. But if you're in Christ, and you really keep your eyes on that place right there, that
Jesus.
I can only forgive when I keep myself in the mindset of being like Christ. Just being like Christ. This will cause you to, I'm telling you, I've been there. How many are willing to do that?
Amen.
See, this is that place, where you are counted faithful, just like your faithful father, Abraham. See, this is the promise. This is the promise of God. You're counted faithful in this place. And we already talked about that. It's a test for you. Will you forgive? We'll do a lot of things. We'll do a lot of things in our life. I'm talking about we'll walk this walk with Christ. We'll walk this. But when it comes down to forgiving, no. I don't know if I can do that. No, they don't deserve forgiveness. Well, I'll tell you this right here. if you look at anybody in the manner of they don't deserve forgiveness, then you might as well just look at yourself, because you don't deserve forgiveness neither. But you got God forgave you. God forgave you.
Oh,
God
yeah.
forgave you for all of your sins, even before you was even born. You had already
Amen.
Been forgiven for all your sins.
Thank
That's
you,
the reason why Christ died in the first place. See, if we're going to say
you.
That we are Christians, and we're going to say that we are like Christ, then we need to know that. We need to know that
yes.
you were born into a life of sin. Sin, mm-hmm. you were already not friends with God. See, you didn't become friends with God until you became in Christ, and Christ became you. You became equal to Christ. So I'm just saying that now. What now? When you get in that mindset of giving up or not forgiving someone, you know, for something that they did or something that they had said, what you are saying is that, okay, I'm not there yet. I'm not there. I just can't forget. You see, you're still in that mindset. You're still in that self-seed, but you say you have been changed. You say you have been
changed.
Don't
give up, man.
And you just don't give up. Don't give up.
Amen.
Over here in Galatians 3. I'm going to read a few scriptures right here over here in Galatians 3. We start Galatians 3 and verse 9. It says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. 10 says, for as many there are the workers of the law are under the curse. See, we're just talking about, you know, forgiveness right now. So you see, you're under a curse. For it is written, curse is everyone that continues not in all things that it is written in the book of the law to do them. So you just can't be in a place where I'm just going to do this right here because I know this is what I'm supposed to do, but you don't want to forgive. No, that's part of it. That's part of it. You can't do some of it, see, but you can only do that through Christ. You can only do this through Christ. And you're counted faithful. You're counted faithful. Don't give up. Don't give up on on Christ, because and don't give up on people, because see, when you start doing that, now your faith, see, now it ain't faith no more. Now you're in self. Now you're in
Amen.
Self. And see, you don't want to be in that place right there of just being in self. 11 says, but no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, for it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. 12 says, and the law is not of faith, but the man that do them shall live in them. 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now, I don't know, because I ain't never hung on a tree. I ain't never died for nobody's sin, but the one that lives in me has already been made a curse for me. So that gives me the power to be able to walk in forgiveness, that gives me the power to be able not to give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on Christ, and don't give up on people. Forgive. I mean, that might be one of the hardest things that you're ever going to do in your life, but this is the place where we need to grow and where we need to mature.
Amen.
People are going to persecute you all the day long. People are going to judge you all the day long. They will say all manners of things to you, want to address you with disapproval, and you know, want to look at you where you ain't good enough for this and you ain't good enough for that. I'm talking about a lot of hurt. But you got to stay in that place, stay in that mind of not giving up. See, don't give up.
Yes,
you know, go ahead on and just forgive them anyhow, because had they want to know, if they in that mature place like you are right now, and they know that, you know, maybe I shouldn't say that because that could cause them to fall. Or maybe I shouldn't do that. You know, that's my view. I can't put my view on them. See, I can't live my life through them. But see, if they knew that, if they were mature enough, they wouldn't do it in the first place. They wouldn't do it in the first place. Then the Bible tells us over here in Matthew 6, let your light so shine before men, they would see your good works and glorify the Father that's within you. That's for you. That's for you. Don't give up. Don't give up. We are the salt. The Bible tells you, you know, we are salt. See, we are seasoning. See, a little bit of me rub off on you. And then, see, that's the whole thing for you to become like Christ. But maybe I need to be that walking Episcopal. I just want to just be a reader of the word. I want to be a doer. I want people to look at me that I don't have to tell nobody that I'm a Christian. They just see Christ all over me. And they see it come out of me. Judge me by the fruit. that I produce. The Bible says, judge a tree by the fruit that it produces. You can say who I am and who I ain't, but
Jesus,
judge me by the
Jesus.
Fruit that I produce. Don't give up. Don't
Amen.
Give out. Don't give
Amen.
In. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God,
yes.
for one more time. As we close out here, don't give up, as I said. Don't give
Thank
up
you.
On God. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your marriage, your children, your family. Don't
Hallelujah.
Give up on receiving your healing. Don't give up on being delivered. Don't give up. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. We're going to close out with the scripture from James, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2. The
yes.
Bible says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So do not
yes.
give up. God is with you. God is your strength. Amen. At this time, we're going to open up the doors of the church. We have only about 8 minutes left here in service today, in midweek service. We thank God for the message. Don't give up. Is there one today?
Yes, that might be one. There might be one that have thrown in the towel already. But they want to reverse it all back around. They want to give their life over to Christ. You know, I just gave up on myself. I just gave up on life. I just gave up on my relationship. Let that be you. Let that be today to give your life over to Christ. You know, live this life. I'm inviting you. I'm inviting you in, you know, to this, from going from glory to glory. Let that be you. Give your life over to Christ today. Let us pray
Thank
for
you.
Lord. Let's pray that
Just
prayer
God.
Of salvation for you today. Right now. Right
Jesus.
Now. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Right now. Right now.
Yes,
Lord. You might be tired of living like this.
Today.
Living and feeling like you feel bitterness. Hurt.
Yes,
tired.
Yes,
maybe there's one that want to rededicate their life. Just press
yes,
one.
God.
You want to rededicate your life back over to Christ. You know, let us pray. Pray with you. Let us pray for you.
Yes,
there may be even one that need prayer. Some type of thing may be going on in your life. You know, you maybe need a prayer of deliverance, of healing. You know, some type of special prayer. You know all about it. Let me and my wife, let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. There may be one that interested in being in the body of Christ. You're already saved, but, you know, you don't have a church home. Give me and Pastor Manning. I'm Pastor Tavernica Manning a chance. Let us be your pastor. Let us be your pastor. We're going to love you like you've never been loved before, and we're going to show you. We're going to teach you this word. We're going to lead you to Christ, not to us. We're going to lead you to Christ. Amen. Just press one. There might be one.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for everybody that's here in midweek service. We know some are at work or doing whatever it is they're doing. We thank God for them. We pray their strength, their peace and protection and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, we're going to take our tithes and offerings. You will send those over to Cash App and Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor, uppercase S for Chantel, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. And if you want to send it by way of another source, give us a call at 346-719-3349. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, make us intermissory for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money, and it comes to us, oh God, and we thank you. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to have nurturing harvest of glory of your sake on earth, oh God, and we thank you. What matters to you is the dedication, oh God, we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not the ability of your honor. It is the wisdom of your spirit. And we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Kiss generous hearts. And we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. At this time, we have our announcements. I'll be doing our announcements with you all. Of course, Thursday night is our midweek service, 7 p.m. Invite someone next Thursday. to come be a part of service with us here at 845-277-9213. On Sunday, it's our Sunday service at 2 p.m. here on 845-277-9213. Mondays at 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer, and we have fasting from 6 a.m. to 12 noon p.m. at 732-434-2510. Join us for intercessory prayer. Amen. And on Mondays and Tuesdays, we are currently in our minister training and leadership training class on Monday and Tuesday at 7. It's already started as of November 10th. On Wednesdays, we do have our Bible study here at 845-277-9213. If you need counseling of any kind, please give us a call. We'd be happy to set up a scheduled time for you that we can pray with you and counsel you along the way. That number is 346-719-3349. And every third Sunday, we go out to feed the homeless or to supply those in need. We're not going out this month of December on Sunday, but we are going out on a different day this month. A lot of things are closed down in areas. So we're adopting a family to be able to help during this holiday season. Now, right, you also, God bless you. That concludes the announcements. According to my memory. So God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we'll have our benediction from Pastor Darth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank everyone for being in service. You know, anytime that you assemble yourself to hear the word of God, you know, things happen. I'm not talking about bad things, but things happen for your good because the word of God, it gets on the inside of you and it changes the things around. You know, believe, you know, every single scripture that we had delivered to you and, you know, let it just get in you and, you know, get all over you. Let it get in and get all over you. Mm-hmm. So thank every single one for being in attendance. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. God bless you. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. And it's another piece of information announcement I forgot to add. In the month of January, we will be fasting and praying the month of January. So you all prepare your mind, your body, and heart for that. And you ask God to give you the strength to be able to endure the fast. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. You all have a good night. We love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it, but receive it. Love you, babe. Love you all. Amen.
All I want to see is look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Bell.